Mayor Sly James said the city would not give up on the proposed downtown streetcar system, despite the rejection of its request for $25 million in federal money for the project. Federal transportation officials said they liked the plan, but will wait till there's a tax in place to finance the city's part. The staff and administration of North Kansas City Hospital were shocked to learn that the city has it up for sale, and Dr. Mike Montgomery, chair of its board, said they'll fight any decision to sell.
We don't want to be sold, so we're looking into what we can do to try and prevent ourselves from being sold.
One legal question is whether the city actually owns the hospital or if it's owned by the nonprofit corporation that operates it. The Kansas Board of Regents announced that starting in 4 years, the standards for automatic admission to KU will be a B average, not the C grades now sufficient at all state colleges and universities. Tyler Rockers is the president of the KU Student Alumni Leadership Board.
It does cement KU's position as the flagship institution of the state of Kansas.
The Regents also approved tuition increases of from 3% to 6% at 6 public universities and 1 for the KU Med School. The Kansas election process settled down as the State Objections Board upheld Secretary of State Chris Kobach's authority to reassign more than 80 candidates to run in new redrawn districts. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier is on the board.
If we would follow a different policy, that it would certainly put the elections at risk. It would potentially throw dozens of candidates off of the ballot.
The objections board also upheld Coster's denying Lake Quivira Democrat Larry Meeker a place on the ballot for the Kansas House in a dispute over whether his paperwork was lost or never filed. In things that didn't run so smoothly in Kansas, court hearings on a school funding lawsuit by 54 districts entered its third week, and more than 200 people showed up to protest Governor Sam Brownback's plan to privatize the Medicaid system.
Why is this administration so willing to trust, without empirical data, these supposed savings? Why do we think that this is going to provide enough revenue to take care of our population? It just seems ridiculous, and trust does not exist in this process for me.
Commented Chris Ealing, parent of a child with disabilities. Governor Jay Nixon did some pruning on the Missouri budget for the coming year. He said the spending plan the legislature endorsed is out of balance by $50 million, but he started off with $15 million in cuts, $9 million of which comes from higher education. The Kansas Board of Healing Arts revoked the license of Dr. Ann Kristen Newhouse over second opinion psychiatric exams of young patients of abortion provider George Tiller. The board said her records didn't prove she provided thorough exams. And as the weekend began, Kansas City police were investigating the case of a malnourished little girl, about 10, found imprisoned in a Midtown closet.
It was clear from her condition and the condition of the closet that this poor girl was in there for a very long time.
Police Captain Steve Young, who said the child appeared to have been fed through a hole in the closet door. The little girl's mother and her boyfriend were arrested, and two other children were placed in protective custody. This is KCUR.